Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into a legal case you sent us, Griggs v. Duke Power Co. It's a story about employment discrimination and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It's about how employees fought for a fairer workplace.
Yeah, this case really shows how hiring practices can be discriminatory, even when they seem neutral. We're going deep into Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
Okay, so this all starts at the Duke Power Company, right, in North Carolina. What was it like before the Civil Rights Act, the one from 1965?
Well, before 1965, Duke Power kept black employees separate.
Oh, wow.
Almost all of them worked in the labor department, and that was the lowest paying department in the company.
So, like, even the best jobs in the labor department were paid less than other departments.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really hard to get promoted within the labor department. The other departments, coal handling or operations, those paid better. And those were mostly white employees.
Then in 1965, the Civil Rights Act. Duke Power said they'd stop separating by race, but then they made these new requirements.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting. Duke Power wanted a high school diploma for every department, except labor. They also started giving everyone intelligence tests, and these weren't just for new employees.
Oh, right.
Existing employees had to meet them too, if they wanted to transfer departments.
Hold on, so a black employee in the labor department, even if they were doing a great job,
right,
they couldn't move up without a diploma or passing a test.
Exactly. And to make it worse, white employees hired before the rules. They didn't need the diploma. They kept their jobs, kept getting promoted.
So Duke Power changed the rules, but only for some people. No wonder they got sued.
Yeah, a group of black employees filed a lawsuit.
Sounds like a classic David and Goliath situation.
It really was. The first stop was the district court. And they ruled for Duke Power. They said there was no intent to discriminate. And they said the Civil Rights Act should only apply to new hires, not fix past problems.
Wait, so past discrimination, it just gets ignored. That doesn't sound right.
The Court of Appeals kind of agreed with you on that. They said, look, these requirements, they seem neutral on the surface.
Right.
But they're hurting black employees more. That's what we call disparate impact now. A rule that seems neutral, but hurts one group more than others.
So the Court of Appeals saw the problem, but did they fix it?
They saw it, but they still let Duke Power keep the requirements. They said because Duke Power wasn't trying to discriminate, it was okay. But then the case went to the Supreme Court.
Ooh, okay. What'd the Supreme Court say?
Well, the Supreme Court, their decision changed everything. They reversed what the Court of Appeals said. They sided with the black employees.
Okay, I gotta know, like, what was their reasoning? What made this such a big deal?
It all boils down to this. Title VII, the Civil Rights Act. They said it's not enough to just not be racist. You got to actually make things equal.
So just saying you're not discriminating, that's not enough.
Nope. They were very clear about that. You have to actually create equal opportunity for everyone.
So your actions have to match your words, basically.
Exactly. And they had this phrase. It became really important for this whole case. The touchstone is business necessity. So any requirement a company has, like a diploma or a test, they have to prove it's actually needed for the job.
So you can't just, like, make up rules to keep people out.
Right. And the court said Duke Power, they needed to prove that diploma and those tests, that they were really needed for people to do the job well. They couldn't. People without those qualifications were doing their jobs just fine.
So the diploma and the test were basically just ways to keep certain people out.
Yeah, that's what the Supreme Court decided. And they even talked about intelligence tests. Like, some people said if the test is professionally developed, it's okay. But the Supreme Court said no. It still has to be related to the job. They even pointed to guidelines from the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Those guidelines backed up the court's decision.
Wow, so this case really, like, leveled the playing field. It sounds like it put the responsibility on companies to prove they're being fair.
That's exactly it. And that's why this case, Griggs v. Duke Power Co., it's still so important today. It's a huge decision that changed how we think about hiring. Like, it's not just about diplomas and tests. It's about everything.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about other stuff like job interviews, even promotions. How do you make sure those things are fair? You know, that they don't discriminate even by accident.
Great question. Since Griggs, courts have really looked at this a lot. Like, they talk about structured interviews where everyone gets asked the same question.
Oh, okay.
Questions that are actually about the job. And then they use a clear system to score the answers.
So it's less about, like, those classic interview questions, like, what's your biggest weakness?
Yeah, exactly. It's more focused on the skills someone actually needs for that specific job.
Makes sense.
And another thing, it's about training the interviewers. teaching them about implicit bias.
Because we all have those, right? Those assumptions we make without realizing it.
Exactly. And that's like the big takeaway from Griggs. It's not enough to just mean well. You got to think about what actually happens. What are the consequences of your actions?
Wow. This is making me think about my own experiences at work.
Yeah.
Like how you don't always realize discrimination is happening.
It's a really important thing for all of us to remember. But, you know, Griggs wasn't just about hiring. It affected all sorts of things in the workplace.
Like what?
Like think about promotions, training, even layoffs. You have to make sure those decisions aren't hurting certain groups more than others.
So this one case, it really changed everything about work. It's amazing how something from 1971 is still so important now.
It really shows how powerful the law can be and how much these decisions affect our lives even today.
You know, in Griggs, they were focused on race. But does disparate impact apply to other groups too?
That's a great question. And yeah, it totally applies to other groups. Like, Griggs has been used to protect people based on gender, religion, where they're from, age, even disability.
So, like, a company can't have a hiring policy. It keeps out too many women or older workers, even if they don't mean to.
Right. If a company does something that hurts a protected group more than others, they got to prove that it's actually necessary for the job.
So Griggs helped us understand discrimination better. It's not just about being mean to someone on purpose. It's about what happens in the real world. Like, what are the real effects of your policies?
Yeah. It made everyone think harder. Employers, employees, even the courts. We all have to pay attention to how our actions can create inequality, even if we don't mean to.
This is like a lot to think about. It's really important stuff, but it's also kind of heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Let's take a quick break here, listeners. We'll be back in a minute to finish up our deep dive on Griggs v. Duke Power Co. And we'll talk about what it all means for us today. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been looking at this case, Griggs v. Duke Power Co. It really changed how we think about discrimination at work.
Yeah, companies can't just assume their hiring practices are fair anymore. They got to prove it. Like, really show that their requirements are actually necessary.
It's obvious Griggs was, like, a legal earthquake.
Yeah.
But what does it mean for us now? How do we go beyond just, like, not getting sued? How do we make workplaces that are really fair and inclusive?
That's the hard part, right? It's not enough to just follow the rules. We got to actually get rid of those hidden barriers. The Supreme Court called them built-in headwinds, the stuff that stops people from getting ahead.
So where do we even start? What can we actually do to make things better?
First, you got to look at yourself. We all have biases, you know, even ones we don't realize we have. And those biases can affect our decisions.
You know, that reminds me, I took one of those implicit bias tests online.
Oh, yeah.
And I was surprised by the results. It made me think about the assumptions I might be making without knowing it.
Those tests can be really helpful. And for companies. They got to invest in training. Diversity, equity, inclusion, all that stuff. It can't just be a one-time thing either. It's got to be an ongoing process.
So it's not just, like, checking a box and saying, okay, we did that.
Right. It's about actually changing the culture so everyone feels like they belong and are respected, no matter who they are.
That makes sense.
It means having different kinds of people at all levels of the company, from the bottom to the top. And it means everyone gets the same chances to get promoted and learn new skills.
That sounds like a big change for a lot of companies.
It is. We got to stop doing things the way they've always been done. But the benefits are huge.
So besides, you know, not getting sued, what's good about having a diverse and inclusive workplace?
Well, studies show that diverse teams are more creative. They come up with better ideas because they have different perspectives and experiences.
Makes sense. If everyone's the same, you're just going to get the same old ideas, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about ideas. It's also about how people feel at work. When people feel valued and respected, they're happier, they work harder, and they stick around longer.
So it's not just the right thing to do ethically. It's actually good for business, too. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an amazing deep dive into Griggs v. Duke Power Co. and how it changed the world. We saw how this case made employers responsible for proving their practices are fair. And we talked about how it made everyone think differently about discrimination.
Griggs shows us that fighting for equality never really ends. We can't just rely on old court cases. We all have to keep working to make things fairer.
You've definitely given us a lot to think about today. So to everyone listening, we ask you, what biases do you have? Do you even realize you have them? And think about your workplace. Does it live up to the ideals of Griggs? Keep those questions in mind as you move forward in your careers and your lives. Remember, true equality isn't just about avoiding discrimination. It's about actively creating opportunities for everyone to succeed.